All right, Tina, thanks for kind of putting up with that. Sorry for the sound problem, and I need to plan about 2 hours earlier than I do, and then I could hook it up directly through the service.
Are you talking to me, Jerry?
I'm talking to California, Tina.
Oh, California, Tina. Okay. We're going to have to distinguish that, because I could find the game on my computer.
This is what we do is at 9 o'clock I'm going to be switching to Tracy Wernsman's group down in California, and Tina's really the primary mover right now, and so we kind of have our weekly discussion at that point. So I overlap our call sometimes, and so Tina is very gracious to let us do that. Otherwise, she could rant and rave and throw the phone around.
You're
okay,
right.
Tina, how you doing?
I'm okay. Let's first start on a personal note, and then I'll ramble on, okay? Went to the ham doctor today, the specialist, and he does not know what's going on with the finger. So what he wants to do is he wants to order a series of cortisone shots, and I about freaked out. I did not say anything because, like, my mouth dropped even though I didn't have my mouth open, and I walked out of the office very disgusted and pissed off. I know what cortisone is. I know what cortisone does to you. I also know that it hurts like a son of a bitch. As I was in the medical field in podiatry, and I used to hold the patient's hands when the doctor would give them cortisone shots. I'm not wanting to do that. I have two magnets on my finger right now. I wore it one day over the weekend when I worked, and then I took it off, and then today somehow the magnet got out of my Band-Aid, so I had to go find another one, so it's somewhere, God knows where it is right now, but I put one on the top side of my finger and one on the back side of the finger, and I wrapped it up with a Band-Aid, so I'm going to try to wear that for a few days.
I think it's a great strategy, and it's only a single joint that's involved?
I don't know. The doctor said that he wants to give me cortisone shots because he thinks it might be tendonitis. But, you don't put a drug into somebody when you don't know exactly what's going on. That's, like, stupid in my opinion.
He's trying to use it as a diagnostic tool and then hopefully also as a treatment tool.
And I don't believe in it. I don't believe in it, and I'm really upset about that, so I don't want to go that route. And so I put the magnets on the finger, both sides. My finger still hurts, but hopefully, you know, maybe over the course of the day, a couple days or a few days, it will start feeling better.
Are you doing any typing or anything like that?
Yeah, I type on the computer, yeah.
Does it irritate it with that movement?
Actually, I'm not really paying attention to it. I'd have to pay attention to it. I mean, I've been cleaning today, and I've hit it a couple of times, you know, like, you know, expanding the finger. And so it hurts if it's expanded a certain way or if it's hit a certain way. It sets me off, and I scream.
Okay, there's a couple things. How long has this been going? I can't remember.
3 months.
Okay, and it's which finger?
It's my ring finger on my right hand.
And you're right-handed?
Yeah.
Okay, and mostly it's you're cruising around through your day and you just kind of randomly bump into it, or is it worse during the day, worse at night?
Yeah, or I'm doing something and I'm lifting it. And it hits it, whatever the object is, it hits it a certain way, and then I scream.
Do you have the CM cream on it?
No, I haven't had a chance to get the cream yet. I worked all week, so I haven't had a chance to go and get that cream yet.
Definitely do that. it works as an anti-inflammatory. You might see some change within less than 15 minutes.
Okay.
And then also use the magnets, but you want to let the cream kind of soak in at least enough so that the Band-Aid will still stick.
Okay.
And if you, the other thing that I am imagining is that you can try something like, if you notice when volleyball players tape their fingers or basketball players, you'll splint your finger by taping it to the one next to it.
Oh, okay, like a splint. Okay.
Yeah, and their joints are just slightly in a different place so that they prevent each other from bending.
Okay.
And then that could take enough of the, you know, you bang it four or five times during the day, you kind of have to start the healing process over four or five times a day.
Yeah, well, the only problem that I'm having pretty much is when I put the Band-Aids on and my hands are in water, I clean my hands 50 million times a day, then the Band-Aid gets wet and all that, and then I forget about it and yada, yada, yada. So that's the only thing I have a problem is keeping it stay on when my hands are in water all day.
Then what you might do, and this is just a little bit of creativity, is come up with a, if you're going to take two fingers together, if you're going to, even if you just have the one going, you might take a, make it like a ring and make it in duct tape. So you fold the duct tape over on itself and make it around in a circle, maybe three-quarters of an inch, like a ring that would go on, and you see a kid, they make their own jewelry, and, you know, it'd be a funky-looking ring that you could wear over the knuckle. Slide that on so that it's over the area you want to affect it, but you can slide it off, wash your hands, slide it back on. It won't have to worry about sticking or not sticking.
Okay. Okay.
And then you can rotate it to the side. If you want to shoot it at the side, you can rotate to the top or the bottom. It just gives you a little more functional movement patterns without having to change the Band-Aids all the time.
Okay. I changed the position of the magnet since the one's lost somewhere. God knows where it is. I got another one, and I changed the position a little bit of it when I put it on again with the Band-Aid.
Okay,
now let's getting on to business. Let's see here. Okay, my friend Kim Tracy went over the course of the weekend. She was in Hemet with her mother this weekend, and Kim has been hurting really bad, so Tracy went to Hemet and met with Kim, did a rollout on her, lent her the blankets and the necklace and all that, and then she checked in with Kim. Kim said that she was feeling a little better. She's still having migraines, but a little bit better. And then all of a sudden this morning, her grandma is very ill in the hospital. She's 92 and on her deathbed, so Kim's been crying all day. So on that note, I assume that there's going to be a funeral here with probably within the week. So Kim's not going to be too much in shape to probably do business right away.
Okay.
But I do feel personally that she probably is going to be a consultant. She wants to order some stuff for herself and her mother, but I'm going to wait a few days. Because the healing process needs to occur for her.
And just to serve her, just to help her be more at ease during a difficult time of life, just remember that the use of the sleep environment, oftentimes if there's a possibility of doing a rollout during that time, the nerves that run up and down the spine on both sides, the cell bodies exist in the outside the spinal column. It's the only place in the body where nerve cell bodies actually exist outside the gray matter. And so what happens when you start to use the magnetic stuff or you use the roller on those areas is that you can unlock the nervous system that's stressing, or the nervous system that's in shock. So it will just be a way to assist her with better sleep during this difficult time, and we're just serving her.
Yeah, well, Tracy gave it to her, and she, over the weekend, I think on Saturday, she said she felt relieved right away. She felt good. She couldn't believe it. And then, of course, Kim has some of Tracy's elements to help her, you know, in the next few days to see if she can continue to get, you know, relief. And especially with, you know, I don't know if her grandma's dead right now or, you know, what is actually taking place right now, but she is on her deathbed right now. So I did call Kim and left a message that I would be here to support her if she needed me. So I'm just going to leave it on that note as far as that's concerned for right now.
Great. Okay.
Let's see. I have my one neighbor who lives in my complex. She has two little doggies, and I haven't seen her for quite some time, and I ran into her this week, and I presented her with the option of being a distributor, and she is going to probably go with me on Thursday to the Meekin meeting. I spoke to her a little bit about it, and she wanted to go on the website, so she said she was going to check out the website. And Wednesday night, I'm going to go over her house and confirm for Thursday's meeting.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. Okay, then my friend Deborah, who lives in my complex across the street, I'm going to be having lunch or dinner this week with her, and I'm going to give her the price of the shower head that she's interested in. And talk to her a little bit more and see if I can get her to go to a meeting with me on Thursday. Deborah, Sandy, my other friend, Samara, who is diabetic, beginning stages of diabetic, I'm going to get her maybe to go in a couple of weeks to a NICA meeting because she said she would go with me. On that note. And then my other girlfriend, Monica, I'm going to be getting together with her this week, and I'm going to talk to her a little about the Meekin products and give her some prices and so forth because she has some back elements. She's the one that has the disease in her back. So I'm going to talk to her a little bit more when I see her this week.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. So I'm trying to...
Good job. You're marching right down the, you know, just keeping people informed and helping people become aware. And then if one or two of them begin to start doing the same thing, then that's how it begins.
Yeah, I haven't really had the time, per se, to read a lot of stuff yet, Jerry. My schedule's still full. My puppy here... she's got the runs. She's been under the weather. And so for the last 4 days, I haven't really gotten any sleep other than 2 hours today. And, you know, she's up at 3 in the morning and stuff, and then I go to work, and my sleeping pattern has been broken because of her being under the weather. So I'm trying right now to catch up on some sleep. And
well, let's make our calls short then, and then we'll let you get back to sleeping.
I'm just telling you in general, I haven't had enough time to read any neat stuff like I want to. I did check my emails, and there were a couple of neat stuff. I got one on the conference. I printed it out, but I haven't had a chance to read it safe enough October. And then there was another one, Dave Johnson. I don't know who Dave Johnson is, but I tried to go on the website in our computer room because the computer's a little faster, and I couldn't get one of them to work. It had a video, and no hell way I can listen to it on my computer because it's too slow. But I tried to go into some of his websites, and it wouldn't open. So I did kind of review that, and I just kind of saved it in my Nikon file. But I tried to review all the stuff that he was talking about being a new distributor and stuff, but I don't know who Dave Johnson is.
Dave Johnson is the number one money earner in the world in Nikon.
Oh, okay. Where does he live? Where is he stationed?
12 miles from my house.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
So he and I are kind of good buddies, and we hang around and do a lot of stuff together and helping to develop Nikon. And interestingly, that means that if you're aware of how network marketing works, Tracy and Chuck sponsored you, and then there's a guy named Dave Novotny, who's a veterinarian between you and them and me. He's up in the Tahoe area, and if we could ever get him to answer his phone since his wife left him, he's been distraught and so forth, and has been somewhat out of the loop. But some of these questions with your dog and that kind of stuff, we might be able to help with the Nikon concept. And then there's me, so it's a short list. Well, between myself and Dave Johnson, there's only one other person. So that's how close you are to the front end of this train.
Oh, cool.
That means that Dave Johnson gets paid off of what you do. And if you call him, it would be just like calling me. His ear and time and efforts would go directly to helping you build whatever you want. So if you want to call a guy that's made up the $525,000 a month, and let's say you're talking with somebody and they actually get on the subject of, okay, well, if money can be made in this, I don't believe it. Can you put somebody on who makes something? Then just say, how much would that be? And I can cover them up to about $25,000 a month, but that's where I kind of top out. If they think it's got to be more than that, we can throw Dave on there, because most people usually, when you start talking about $300,000 to $500,000 each month in income, that'll exceed the average small-minded person's ability to understand what income is really all about. And I'll provide about, in 2 minutes, a validity that you could never do in a lifetime. So here's his number. It's 509.
Oh, okay. Wait a second. I was just so depth in listening to you. You know, like deep concentration.
Way to go.
Okay, go ahead. 509.
255.
Uh huh.
3544.
Okay.
And that should get you there. And just, he'll have an office staff there. And if you have a question about Nikon and you can't get a hold of Tracy or me, just call his office staff and they'll put you on track with the answer. And if you call his, and you want to talk to him directly, oftentimes it's just a matter of saying, may I speak with Dave? They might say, who's calling? Just say, I'm one of Jerry's distributors in Southern California. They'll take your call in a heartbeat. And if you'd like, then we can get together during the day and I'll just introduce you so you feel more comfortable about doing it too.
Okay, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea. At least get familiar with him as well. It'll help me get out of my shy mode.
Yeah, and the other thing that helps you get out of your shy mode is you just really get this feel about networking, where if somebody says, you know, I just, I got to put up a new fence. I don't have time. The wedding's coming, and it's just driving me nuts. And you know somebody that does a good job with fence building. You go, here, this is somebody you can talk to about fence building. You're doing them a service. You're not trying to be a smart aleck. It's just something that you have available. And that's what networking is really all about. Most people aren't really too, you know, freaked out about doing that.
Well, so far, the good Lord is really working hand in hand with different situations. It's like, I don't know, it's so nice because I'm able right now to talk to these individuals and have them make up their own minds on what they want to do, and at least all the information is available to them. So I'm going to work on them and follow through until the job is complete.
Well, great. I agree. I think it's just saying the ball keeps rolling even when you're just up your armpits and alligators. And the fact that you keep coming on and we can touch bases and kind of plug into the lifeline is incredibly important to me. And so I appreciate all that. So keep my number just in case you run across stuff during the week, and I'll see you next week.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry, so much for taking the time and giving me your inputs and your ideas. I really appreciate it. And I really, really am looking forward to Texas, too, in October.
Oh, yeah. Dig that. And dress up good, cool for the party.
What?
They always have a masquerade or dress-up party at the end, so.
That's what Tracy was saying. So we get to look slick and hot and everything else, right?
You got it.
If
you're from Southern California and you start mingling with people from the Northwest, the Midwest, and back East, you'll look slick and hot even if you just come normal.
Why is that?
Because they eat about 4,000 times more than people you know, and they wear it.
Oh, okay.
They're all walking around with, like, fat people with a heart attack waiting to happen, and it's very obvious when you get out of Southern California.
Oh, wow, because I'm self-conscious, and I have a little poochy belly, and I'm self-conscious, and I watch, you know, what I eat and everything.
Well, you'll feel like skinny mini when you get to Texas.
Oh, wow, okay.
That's all right, we'll see you there.
All righty.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good night.
Bye-bye.